Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What is up, Waffle Gang? I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/AmITheButthole. And if you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that subscribe button today? Getting involved in the channel, it really means the world, and we'd love to have you a part of the community. Before we jump into today's stories, I just want to say a couple of thank yous to Flesh Rebellion for the rejoin, M Jefferson for the rejoin, and Crispy Panda 007 for the join. It really means the world, and to everyone for spending 20 to 30 minutes of your day with me today. Amazing. Thank you so much, and let's crack on with today's stories. Much love, guys. Now, a few days ago, we read this story, but it was updated yesterday, so we're going to cover the original first. So, as always, please feel free to use the timestamps if you'd like to skip the original story and go straight to the update. That's what they're there for. And our first story comes from Electronic Age 947, titled, "Am I the Arsehole for Refusing to See My Dad, Even Though He Is Really Sick?" I'm 2 years older than my brother. When I was about to go to college, they said they didn't have the money, and it massively fucked up my plans because they have a high income, so I can't get aid and scholarships. I moved out. I started working because I want to save up before going to college. I started college the same year as my brother did. I always assumed my brother was loading up on debt by going to a really expensive private school. I saw a story he posted bragging about having his schooling paid by our parents. I texted him and he said he was just bragging online, but I asked Mum and she is not a good liar, and she fessed up that they were paying for it. It still makes me really fucking angry. I have better grades, I have a better application, but all of that doesn't matter. Nothing I ever do effing matters. I have not visited home since that day. I work so effing hard for my grades, I just don't understand why they don't care. I did all the right things and they still care more about my brother. My dad is sick. He has cancer, and it is pretty bad. My mum is begging me to come back and see him. He is upset too. My brother called me and yelled at me for being a horrible daughter who is a greedy bee. I am worried sick for him, but I can't put myself through visiting him. I'm just barely holding on emotionally, but I know they need my support. But I am being a huge asshole by not doing it. Now, I think I remember coming into this one last time and thinking mainly about the last paragraph. And I was saying, like, you know, OP wasn't wrong either way for what their choice was, you know, because they've been stung by their parents pretty badly here. But I sat there on that last paragraph for a while thinking, you know, they said they're really sick, but they can't put themselves through visiting him, but they're barely holding on emotionally, and they know that they need their support, and they're being a huge asshole by doing it. And as I said, they wouldn't be an asshole if they didn't visit. You know, they've been badly stung here, but for the way they are feeling about this emotionally, it may be a consideration, because, you know, we don't know how. They said that they had cancer and it is pretty bad. To me, I always assume the worst with that kind of thing, which may be wrong to do, you know, cancer. You can be ill in all sorts of ways with cancer. But going with it could be the worst, and you're barely just holding on emotionally, and you're worried sick for him, it may be a consideration, you know, for your own mental health to have that visit. But then again, at the same time, I wouldn't blame you if you didn't either. So it's a very, very personal choice, this one. So I'll go with the assumption of what I think I might do in that situation with the information I've got here, in that I may take that visit, but then distance myself afterwards, only visiting the father, you know, to talk and that sort of thing. But the Okunikami says, "Not the asshole. Your parents treated you as if you were lesser than your brother. You have no obligation to see your dad." And then StarchyTuber replies to that one saying, "I agree, but OP seems like a compassionate person. Not seeing their dad may be something that haunts her down the line. OP, you are not the asshole, whatever you decide, but really think about the long-term impact on you. Possibly there is a half measure of sending your dad care packages and cards, but not engaging fully, so that you don't get conned into becoming a main caregiver or offering blanket forgiveness that you are not ready to give. then you can look back with fewer regrets since you showed compassion and kindness. Sally Edwards replies to that one saying, this is a really compelling argument. OP is not the asshole by any stretch of the imagination, but I also feel that specifically avoiding their father in this cancer-related situation could have psychological implications down the line. I recommend attending a therapy session before deciding fully. Best of luck. And Dirty Dirty replies to that one saying, definitely, I think OP is so stressed and worried about her family's reaction to her absence that she doesn't realise it might be good for her to examine if she wants to visit her dad alone and talk to him. OP should consider removing her brother and mother from the equation and thinking only about this. Would it be positive for me to see him? Do I want to see him for some kind of closure? Are there things I want to say or ask my father before it's too late to ever do so again? These are what matters. Block out everything else. I'm fine, please, thanks, replies to that one saying, I agree, I think OP needs to do this for herself in order to tell her father, before he dies, how she feels about his behaviour. This includes first going for a therapy session, or two or three, then seeing him alone, not with other people. He should be asked to his face if he also have plans of stripping her inheritance because she's a girl. And one more from Bringing the Clowns, one who says, I agree, not the arsehole. She should see the father over Zoom if she wants to say goodbye. I would suggest avoiding long drawn out situations where family members get to emotionally manipulate her into making them feel better. I would suggest not forgiving your family for their horrible behaviour. I would suggest not responding to the brother. He's sexist and that comes from somewhere. The mother can enjoy the company of her selfish golden child. OP will do well with her work ethic. The only thing that would make the situation right is if they treated both children equally. If they get very nasty, you can always say, I've never mattered to you, otherwise you would have treated us equally. You acted as if you had only had one child. Your brother is not more important than you. Do not accept being treated as less. Now let's move on to the update to see what that says. So the update says, I really needed all those comments. It helped me think through my feelings. I knew I wanted to go see him. He is my dad and I love him. I would never forgive myself if I didn't. I visited 2 days ago. I didn't bring up the tuition because I didn't want to start a fight. I talked to Dad. I really missed the conversation we used to have. He was very happy to see me and he told me he will set things right with the will. That made me cry. I don't want him to die. We had lunch together and Mum was insisting that I stay with them to help with Dad. I saw people comment about it and I really didn't want my parents to bring that up, but they did and it hurt a lot. I refused and Mum got a bit angry with me. I ended up leaving soon after. I've really tried to please them. I followed every single rule they had. I didn't put a toe out of line and they always loved my brother more, even though he was a rule breaker, and I hoped that by being the perfect daughter, I would, you know, be loved a bit more. I guess that isn't how it works. I'm not going back. It hurt to go back, but I know my parents love me, but they love my brother more. I think it made me realize staying away from this is the right thing to do. I will really miss them. People trash my brother a lot, but he has his moments and he can be really sweet, kind and gentle too. I really love my family, but if I do spend time with them, I will just be hurting myself. That update is both incredibly sad and positive at the same time. It's sad in the fact that, and I can't imagine dealing with this, you know, having to separate yourself from your family. And I know we see it a lot on these posts, but I couldn't imagine doing that to my family and, you know, completely going like no contact with them and not being involved with them again. That must be incredibly painful, especially, you know, OP loves them. They still love them and they really, you can see that they crave that family unit, but it's just not going to happen. But I got to say, I think OP did the right thing for themselves. And that's what we said in the original post, is that, you know, they need to make the decision for themselves. They need to make the positive choice for themselves in this and not do themselves damage. And that very last line where they say, if I do spend time with them, I will just be hurting myself. And it's fantastic that they realized that and they acted upon it. And I think that's a pretty positive update and they should be pretty proud of themselves for doing that, because I can't imagine the feelings involved having to deal with that kind of situation. Maybe some of you guys have dealt with it before. Let us know in the comments below and we'll move on to the next story. And our next story comes from Hole Pattern 5589, titled, Am I the Asshole for Getting the Teacher Fired When She Wouldn't Let My Daughter Eat in Class? My 47 female daughter, 13 female, is a type 1 diabetic and sometimes hypoglycemic. Due to this, we set up a 504. And before we go any further, I will just say that like, a 504 is a blueprint for how the school will support a student with a disability and remove barriers to learning. The goal is to give the student equal access at school. That says she can eat a snack in class whenever needed, along with other accommodations. Anyways, at one point one of her teachers, who is apparently a new teacher, denies her a snack while hypoglycemic. She nearly passes out, but in the next class she is in, the teacher has enough common sense to let her eat a snack before passing out at school. When she told me, I immediately called the teacher. When she called back, I lectured her and told her that she needed to let my daughter eat a snack when needed. She says snacks aren't allowed in class, but I tell her due to my daughter's 504, she is legally required to give my daughter an exception to that rule and recommend she give it another read. Before hanging up, I tell her if she does this again, I will contact the principal and let him know. I recorded this call on my husband's phone, by the way. A month goes by and the same thing happens again. I request a meeting with the principal and my husband plays back the call between me and the teacher. I tell him she's done this twice and needs to have a talk with her. Turns out he actually fired her for ADA violations. How do I know? I ran into her at Publix. She told me that it's my fault I got her fired over some stupid snacks and I need to stop raising an entitled brat. Instead of arguing back, I just walked away. Was I really the arsehole? Did I actually go too far? Now, there's no way you could be the arsehole in this story. I mean, from the title at first, I was like, ooh, this could be a spicy one. But there's no way you're the arsehole in this one. The 504 was set up specifically for this purpose. The teacher must have known about it with this child being in her class. And I would have thought, like, being a new teacher, you'd be extra vigilant as well. Not that an older teacher wouldn't be vigilant, but, you know. And you even gave her a chance on the first phone call saying, you know, you have to let her eat these snacks during class. And then she goes and does it again. There's no way you're the arsehole in this situation, but I can't believe someone would do that, like putting a child in danger like this. Crazy to me. And I'm so glad she's not a teacher no more anyway, after she come up to you whilst you were at a Publix and then says, you know, you got fired over some stupid snacks when you know that's not the point anyway, and then says you need to stop raising an entitled brat. And if that's the way you're looking at children, then yeah, you don't deserve to be in the classroom teaching children. Absolutely not. But let's move to the comments to see what they say. With Forward Beyond, who says, not the arsehole, a 504 is a legally binding agreement that the school has to follow. The teacher was actually probably fired because she didn't follow the 504, and the school could get in trouble for that. St. Elvis says, not the arsehole, then goes on to say, it's your fault that you threw your career away over some stupid snacks. Pat James says, not the arsehole, she put your daughter's life at risk twice. Father Son Holy Toast replies to that one saying, the school did her a favour, frankly, by firing her. Better be fired than let your foolish choices kill a child in your care, and then have to deal with the consequences. In a way, the teacher was saved from herself. This reminds me of an idiotic high school coaches who kill children through negligence by not recognising heat stroke or other injuries. It's so easy to not actively murder children under your care. Graflex says, not the arsehole. I studied to be an art teacher for a while and we talked quite a bit about students having special accommodations and how to deal with them. This teacher should have known better, no question about it. And one more, because I think this is a pretty simple one, from Simple Smell, who says, not the arsehole, in a million years. You're advocating for the health and safety of your child. She was in very real danger. Snacks are literally medical care she was being denied. That is never acceptable. She's getting off lightly by just being fired. I would contact the principal again regarding this interaction at the store and ask if there is a formal complaint that can be made against the teacher's license. Now, let us know your thoughts on this one. How would you deal if your hypothetical child or your child was treated in this way? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to the next story.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And our next story comes from RoseThorn6554, titled, "Am I the Arsehole for Leaving After My Boyfriend Made Me Sit in the Kitchen by Myself When His Doctor's Friends Came to Visit?" Hi, this is a minor conflict that me, female 31, and my boyfriend, male 33, had this week. We've been together for 9 months. He's a pediatrician, and I have a job at an elementary school. He's sweet and makes me feel happy whenever we're together. He was missing me lately and been wanting me to visit, and he was too busy, so I got the chance to visit yesterday. We sat down in the living room in his apartment, and he was about to make some coffee when the door rang 30 minutes later after I arrived. He went to take a look through the hole, then returned and asked me to get up and follow him to the kitchen. I asked why, but he didn't say. He had me enter the kitchen and said his two friends, who are his work colleagues, doctors, came to visit, and he wanted me to sit tight for a few minutes till they leave. I was confused. I asked why not let me just meet them, and he said no, not like this, and asked me not to come out the kitchen till they leave, then went to welcome them. I sat still waiting as the time passed. They stayed for an hour and I started calling Donnie, but he didn't answer me. I felt uncomfortable and couldn't wait anymore after I was ignored like that. I just took my purse and walked out the kitchen and told Donnie that I got bored of waiting for his friends to leave, then said I was leaving and walked through the door immediately, feeling upset. He was stunned and so were his friends. He called me later saying that what I did was disrespectful and rude. He said he asked me this one favour and I didn't do it. I replied that I left because of the treatment I received, no matter how much he tells me to make myself at home. I was still a guest and I was made to feel like I was less than his doctor friends. But he swore it wasn't like that and that he considers himself lucky to have known me, but still said what I did was not cool, and leaving like that and saying what I said in front of his friends was wrong of me. I'm adding more information to make a few things clear. Edit 1, I already met his family and other people, but none of them are in the same field he's in. We also meet publicly. Edit 2, he claimed that they were talking about stuff I wouldn't understand and I'd feel awkward sitting there not knowing what they were talking about. Edit 3, he said I should have made myself busy making dinner in the kitchen instead of waiting for his friends to leave, since we agreed to eat dinner together, but I ruined our plans. Now, as I was reading this one, I would get like fingers going round in my head, and one of the things that I was thinking was, is that, you know, he's got another partner that maybe the friends know or something like that, so you coming out would have just given everything away. That was one thought in my head. The second was, you know, he was just embarrassed to introduce his friends to you, which to me is just shitty as hell. Why the hell would you be with someone that you can't introduce to your friends to? I find that crazy. Then has the bloody cheek, the cheek to turn around to you and say that you were the rude one after he stuffed you in the kitchen while he talked to his friends for an hour. Hell no, I don't blame you for doing what you did. Petty me's coming out and saying, I would have come out of the kitchen and said, hi, my name's such and such, nice to meet you, nice to meet you. He asked me to hide in the kitchen for an hour, now I'm out of here. See ya. But Lil Balofer says, he's either ashamed of you or he's got a girlfriend at work. Yep, this isn't a minor issue, it's a deal breaker. I hope he's your ex now, not the arsehole. Glowing Lime says, I am baffled and cannot imagine why he didn't want you to meet his friends like this. What precisely was the issue? Why was he so insistent that they not know you exist or meet them like this? Whatever that means. That sounds very sketchy to me. On top of that, why did he make you wait for an hour in a boring kitchen on one of the rare few occasions you could visit? It sounds like he didn't miss you at all. If they were coming over and he didn't want them to meet you, then why did he invite you over? Disrespectful is hiding your partner away from your friends. If he's so lucky to know you, why is he not letting your friends know you too? Not the arsehole, this behaviour is ridiculous. Ask him why he needed to hide someone he supposedly loves and maybe rethink your choices going forward with him. I would never deal with a partner making me hide after inviting me over. Edit, I say it, he's either ashamed of you or he has another girlfriend they've already met. In either scenario, this is a red flag. Ducal14 says, not the arsehole, that's crazy sketchy and raises so many red flags. I immediately would think either they were doing something illegal or you are probably the other woman that he doesn't want them to know about. Either way, there is a 0% chance that you hiding in the kitchen was innocent or nothing to worry about. He's the one hiding something. Good on you for standing up for yourself. Gary says, girl, this is a minor conflict. Are you a doormat? Please do yourself a favor and reevaluate your self-worth because you deserve better. This is breakup material. Sorry. Hello friend says, not the asshole. He was embarrassed of introducing you to his friends. Next time, don't tolerate that kind of treatment. Either leave immediately or spring up on them in the first minute and tell them exactly what your boyfriend requested, then leave. It sounds so sketchy. Now, what are your thoughts on this story? What do you think is going on? Do you go with the comments and say, you know, it could be another girl or it could be just embarrassed? Or do you think there's another reason? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story. And our next story comes from Jim GF Throwaway, titled, Am I the Arsehole for Making My Boyfriend Spend the Entire Day with Me Instead of Letting Him Go to the Gym for a Few Hours? I, 29 female, have been with my boyfriend, 32 male, for close to 2 years. We very recently moved in together. He's a gym bro and has been long since before we met. I like this about him, his dedication to being physically fit and the way he looks as a result. But I felt from the start of our relationship that he sometimes places a higher premium on his gym time than his time with me. And this has led to some disagreements between us. We've gone back and forth about it and we've ended up compromising on his going to the gym Monday through Friday, keeping the weekends open for just the two of us. I work a normal Monday to Friday, 9-to-5 job schedule. He works 12-hour shifts and works a schedule in which 1 week he works Monday to Tuesday, is off Wednesday, Thursday, and works Friday to Sunday. Then the next week is the opposite. He's off Monday to Tuesday, works Wednesday, Thursday, and off Friday to Sunday. Last week was his longer week when he was off just Wednesday and Thursday. I decided that I wanted to spend the day with him, so I took off that Wednesday. I planned a day in which we would get up early, go pick apples, go to a local brewery for lunch, go home and take a nap, and then go out to dinner. I just wanted a more relaxing weekday with him rather than a crowded weekend. I planned this on Monday at work and put in for the PTO time and was granted it. However, when I told my boyfriend about it, he said, okay, sounds good, but I need to go to the gym first on Wednesday. I'm on a program and I really want to stick with it. Afterwards, we can do what you want. It sounds fun. Well, if he were to go to the gym, it would have taken a good 3 hours, which meant that our day together wouldn't have even started until noon, which have thrown all my plans off. We argued about it until he relented and agreed to give up the gym just for that day. However, since then, he's been a little sulky. Last night, we finally kind of had a blowout about it, where he told me that he resents me for pressuring him to skip something that I know is important to him, and that there was really no reason why I couldn't have waited a few hours for him on that day, and that I'm too controlling. I told him that we only get to spend every other weekend together, that I'd burned a hard-earned PTO day just for him, and that it didn't kill him to skip the gym just one day out of the entire year for me. Am I the arsehole? Now, I gotta say, it does sound pretty cool, everything you set up. Having a little surprise day like that does sound pretty awesome. But I'm not someone who strictly follows the gym. And I know a few friends who, you know, follow strict plans at the gym. And they're very important and part of their daily routine, which is super important to them to keep into this flow. And I got to the last paragraph where you said, you know, it wouldn't have started until noon, which have thrown all my plans off. And that's what I was reading a lot of the way through this. It was all to do with yourself and your plans and what you want to do. Totally disregarding boyfriend's feelings in the matter and his gym time. And let's not forget, you gave your boyfriend very little notice. The fact that you planned it on the Monday, then put him for the PTO and it was granted. So what, you gave him pretty much a day for this. You can't just be planning a whole day and not talking to someone about it, especially that person who's going to be involved in it all day. I get that you're pretty excited about it, but I think you just got to talk about these things. Otherwise, yes, you are going to be the arsehole in the situation to me. But Summoning Freak says you're the arsehole. You planned the whole day involving him and his day off, and you even got PTO for it, but you didn't tell him about any of this until the day of. Your lack of communication is a problem in itself, not to mention you thinking you can do whatever you want with his free time when you were meant to be at work. He's probably upset because he did have loose plans on how to use his day off, and you steamrolled him and tried to guilt trip him because you took your because you took a PTO when literally no one asked you to do any of that shit. Like, no one asked, and you didn't even give him a heads up on the plans. So any butthurt feelings about his lack of enthusiasm is squarely on you. Don't date a gym bro if you have a problem with him spending daily time in the gym. He's already cut out the weekends for you, and now you're not letting him go on the weekdays during his free time. ETA, and you're being sulky too, to the point I doubt you're 29. Work on your communication, because no one likes being with someone who makes day-long plans without communicating them or has any regard for the other person's plans, and then has the childish audacity to whine about how they took time off to make the plans happen. This dude thought he had a day alone and wanted to hit the gym. It sounds far more like you were pulling a power play than an "I miss you." And again, let's not forget, you know, he did say, yeah, I just need to hit the gym first, then we can carry on. And it may have been noon, but you could have still done some of your plans. He would have still spent time with you. He did say it sounds fun. But Rieslingable says, you're the arsehole. Before taking the day off, did you tell your boyfriend this, or did you just assume he'd spend his entire day off with you? Let him go to the gym, for fuck's sake. I get that your schedules don't line up all the time, but when you make plans, communicate them. Don't assume. GW2K Pro says, order of events. I decided that I wanted to spend the day with him. I planned a day in which we would get up early, go pick apples, go to a local brewery for lunch, go home, take a nap, and then go out for dinner. I planned this on Monday, at work, and put in for the PTO. I told my boyfriend about it and he said, okay, sounds good, but I need to go to the gym first. Our day together wouldn't have started until noon, which would have thrown all my plans off. We argued about it until he relented. Then says, there is a lot of I up there and not much we. You might want to include him when making plans for the two of you. Otherwise, this cycle will repeat. You're the arsehole. Not That Great Dane says and quotes, okay, sounds good, but I need to go to the gym first on Wednesday. I'm on a program and I really want to stick with it. Afterwards, we can do what you want. It sounds fun. Then says, you're the arsehole. It sounds like it's really important to him. There's still a lot of the day left from noon, and he's clearly still enthusiastic about your day together. It's a little shitty to dismiss something he cares deeply about because you lose a couple of hours. And one more from Ethan Edge, who says, if this is real, you're the arsehole. All I heard in that post is, me, 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 me. Relationships are about us. You know the gym seems to be really important to him, and you made plans without consulting him, then forced him to comply because it's what you wanted. How about next week you try going to the gym with him and do something he likes? Now, what do you guys make of this one? What are your thoughts on all of today's stories if you choose to share them? A huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for spending 20 to 30 minutes with us today, getting involved in the channel, getting involved with the Halloween competition we got going on Discord. Link is down in the description, come get involved. And if you'd like to support the channel further, but as always, never any pressure to do so. It's super helpful, but never expected. You can click that join button down below for YouTube, or click the link in the link tree over for Patreon and join up over there. Thank you so much for your love, your support, and your time, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.